There are concerns for the wider health of the Great Barrier Reef with reports that turtle numbers are dropping. The Cairns Turtle Rehabilitation Centre is looking for new, larger premises to cope with the increasing number of turtles brought to them suffering injuries from fishing nets and boat strikes. The centre has nursed injured turtles back to health for the past 16 years. These days, though, a growing number are being brought to them on the brink of starvation. Nance Haxton reports.
So this is Bella.
Marine biologist Jenny Gilbert knows each of the turtles here by name.
Bella is an Olive Ridley turtle. She was caught entangled in discarded fishing net, so we had to amputate the front flipper because it's so badly come down with such badly damaged flippers that you just can't save them.
She's the co-founder and director of the Cairns Turtle Rehabilitation Centre. She's surrounded by tanks of water, like mini above-ground swimming pools, each with an injured turtle inside, recuperating from horrendous injuries. They released one turtle back to the wild recently, which took 3.5 years of daily care to recover.
And what will happen with her, with one leg gone? What's her long-term prospect?
We'll release her. They're actually really resilient. She'll go back out into the wild. And they do quite well with three flippers. They're very clever.
Jenny has a team of hundreds of volunteers who help her care for the injured turtles and feed them squid and prawns. The food bill alone for the centre is more than $85,000 a year. Tracy McKechan is a chef in Cairns by night and turtle carer by day.
Yeah, some of them can be pretty devastating when they get here. Yeah, it's not always pretty.
But is it good to see the end result after their rehabilitation?
Absolutely. Miss Penny in the corner there, you know, she's just a classic example of how rewarding it can be. She's very feisty, she's a fighter and still got some open wounds, so she's got a long way to go.
While there is plenty of support and sponsorship from the local community, Jenny Gilbert is concerned that the number of turtles in the wild appears to be decreasing and more turtles are being brought in for help.
Turtle numbers are definitely decreasing, especially up in the north. I think the southern population is not doing so bad, but in the northern population, definitely, turtle numbers are definitely dropping.
The seabeds on which the turtles rely for food have not fully recovered from a series of cyclones.
So this one was a classic starvation case. Absolutely. When it came in, I have no idea how this thing ever survived.
Why are you finding starvation? What's causing that?
We've still got the seagrass beds from Townsville North really haven't recovered that well.
That combined with boat strikes and entanglements in abandoned fishing nets means the Turtle Rehabilitation Centre is constantly under pressure.
It really is a problem. I mean, we've had a couple of turtles that have died and we've opened them up. They're full of fishing line. You know, some fishermen are really responsible, some aren't. And what they do is if they get their line snagged, they just throw it overboard and they don't think of the consequences.
What is needed, do you think?
People taking responsibility for themselves. It's your decision whether you throw a piece of rubbish in the bin or if you throw it on the ground. It's your decision if you throw a fishing line into the water or not. And I think people have got to say, take a step back and say, let's dispose of this responsibly and let's do this before we actually lose so many animals that, you know, we may get to a stage of extinction.
Marine biologist Jenny Gilbert ending Nance Haxton's report.